One of the first things you pass on the dirt road to the ranch is a pond. It has a white tarp over it, and you don't want to get too close, because the tarp is collecting methane gas produced by the poop from Strauss's nearly 300 cows. Albert Strauss is the founder and CEO of the farm.
The cow's waste is collected. It goes through our methane digester that produces methane gas.
And then the methane is used as the fuel for a generator that produces electricity for the entire farm.
So we offset all our electricity on the farm, and now it powers the truck that feeds the cows that produce the manure.
The farm has been creating its own power through the methane digester for over a decade, but the electric feed truck just made its debut 3 weeks ago. Strauss says it's the first of its kind, costing about $130,000 to convert and taking about 8 years to develop with a local mechanic.
The technology is finally catching up with the idea.
The hulking 33,000-pound red and white truck used to be fueled by diesel. Now, the engine that would once rumble and growl purrs like an electric kitten. Strauss says the truck is part of a long-term plan to cut down on greenhouse gases and reverse climate change. And it's also the law in California. Last year, Governor Brown signed legislation that aims to reduce methane emissions from dairy operations to 40% below 2013 levels by the year 2030. Strauss says he hopes other dairy farmers can use his creamery as an example.
So what we're trying to do here is create a model of a farm that is sustainable for the environment, for the soil, for the animals, for the people working on the farms, and being an important part of the community.
Strauss also developed the first carbon farming plan for dairies through the Marin Carbon Project. The plan's goal is to sequester 2,000 metric tons of carbon each year. Fellow Marin farmer and co-founder of the Marin Carbon Project, John Wick, says Strauss is doing pioneering work at his farm.
The idea that an electric truck works and can be charged by energy produced within his own system closes all the loops. It's brilliant.
And compared to carbon, methane is an even more damaging greenhouse gas. But Wick says Strauss Creamery has found the value in methane.
And he's looking at it as an asset or a resource, which is a wonderful perspective. And through that perspective, he's able to turn it into energy.
So what does all this mean for the consumer? Michael Moody, natural foods buyer at Oliver's Markets, says the dairy products do have a higher price point. But despite that, Strauss is still among the top 10 most purchased brands at the store.
If you don't want to buy a premium milk at Oliver's Markets, you don't have to. You can buy something else. But people buy those products for, I think, two reasons. One, they taste better. And then two, they are better for the planet and better for your body.
For Albert Strauss, the bottom line is not written in dollar signs. He says his mission is to create a sustainable and environmentally friendly farming system.
Farming is a solution. It can cause damage, but done properly, can be an asset to the environment and the planet.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.